it is a very unusual situation, and deaths from it are exceptionally rare. I mean, it's called water poisoning, and basically what it is where someone, for one reason or another, drinks too much water, and the salts of the body, the electrolytes within the blood, become deranged and cause cells to swell. And when cells swell in the brain, that's not good.
Is it partly because the body is heated, quite hot at the time? Does that have an effect?
Well, yes, it is. I mean, what happens basically is that, and you'd be aware of the sports drinks that have all the secret recipes of all these various electrolytes to replace those that that are lost when someone is dehydrated. But what has happened of late is that people have become perhaps a little bit too conscientious when it comes to replacing water, and you see a lot of people now carrying bottles of water and drinking quite large amounts of water. Now, they're not at risk. I'm not implying that. I'm simply saying that we've become a lot more aware now of dehydration, and sometimes people overdo it. And of course, the moment you start to get some of those side effects that you mentioned in your lead to this story of confusion, personality changes in behaviour, confusion, that can exacerbate the situation where people drink more and cause the problem that unfortunately killed this fellow.
Unfortunately, it seems like something which would be for somebody else with you to identify being an issue rather than being self-diagnosis, would it?
That's right, and it was a shame that this gentleman was walking by himself, because he probably would have had someone there who could have rationalised what he was doing, and if he was drinking excessive amounts, and don't forget, you have to drink fairly excessive amounts to get this dilution factor. It's a different matter, and it's something that doctors are very aware of. When you've got an intravenous drip in, it's one of the things we monitor when we're giving someone fluids via a line into the arm. We have to make sure that we don't overload them with fluid there, but to drink it and overload yourself is most unusual.
If somebody does take too much water and the conditions identified someone where they're taken for medical treatment, is it something which can be treated and dealt with?
Yes, it can be treated if it had been recognised, and we can, I mean, the kidneys are pretty good organs. They can excrete about a litre of fluid every hour. Now, that'd be unpleasant. You'd be weighing a lot, but they can handle a fairly big load and have to be under a fair bit of pressure to pack it in and not to be able to handle the load. But if treatment had been provided, it is possible that something could have been done.
Is that actually one of the good things for us to know ourselves? I guess if we are drinking a lot of water, then it quite probably it actually should be coming out the other end again to know that things are working properly.
That's right. I mean, what we're talking about here is fluid balance. What goes out should come in. Our bodies are amazing when you think about it, and they actually tell us. So be guided by your thirst. Be guided by what your body's telling you. If you're dehydrated, usually your urine goes a little bit darker, and people will have noticed this on hot days. If you're overhydrated, it's often your urine looks like water. There's that nice in-between stage where it's just got a tinge of yellow, and that's what we aim for. But as I said before, I don't think the normal water drinker needs to be concerned about drinking water. It's only in these exceptional circumstances. Marathon runners, for instance, are susceptible to this because they have a regime that they follow and know they have to take a certain amount of fluids. The problem is that when you're using all that energy, you're not getting the replacement of these electrolytes that you would normally do, and that's why you'll notice that some of the marathon runners and some of the athletes that we saw in the Olympics have their own secret little ingredients in their water. Even swimmers, for instance, have to have it as well.
And just on the issue of community education, I guess if somebody does have concerns as to whether they might be doing the wrong thing, to consult with your own GP would probably be some advice, wouldn't it?
Oh, look, I think anybody who's doing these extreme sports or perhaps doing extreme bushwalking and so forth, where they're likely, particularly in summer months, to be alone, particularly, then it's a good idea to consult with your GP and just talk over the issues so that you get it clear in your own mind. Because once you can understand the principles, and they're not difficult, then you've got a lot better chance of not getting into trouble.